Hey everyone, I am here with my friend Glenn Tickle.
Oh, well, I'm here with my friend John Unger.
And this is the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast.
It is?
Yeah, you know that.
I do.
Thanks for tuning in. This is the show where Glenn and I improvise the entirety of Wikipedia, one page at a time, using only our brains. But before we get into that, a shout out to this week's sponsor. This week, the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast is brought to you by Plastic.
Yeah. Plastic. Remember that line from The Graduates? It was right. The one from the one graduate? Not multiple, like I just said. Plastics.
Use promo code ImprovWikiPod to save 17% at checkout.
On literally anything made of plastic, which is most things.
All right, so let's dive into it now that that is done. The score is all tied up again. 6 wins for us, 6 for Wikipedia, 2 ties. That means there's a lot on the line this week because no one's been able to pull away with any kind of lead since we've started doing this. So this could be the tipping point, Glenn.
It could be.
Ooh, wow. Really picking up lots of confidence.
I think because normally I put up like, oh, what's a blank topic that you want to know more about?
Mm-hmm.
I did one and I don't feel good about it because... Now that I see some of the answers, it's either I'm going to be real sad or a repeat of last week where we have no idea what it is.
Okay.
I put up, who's a dead celebrity you want to know more about?
Oh, right, yeah.
And it's half of the people I have absolutely no idea.
Right.
So we'd have nothing to work off of. Or somebody I don't want to think about being dead because it makes me sad.
Wow, that's tough.
So that was the one I was going to do for this one.
Yeah. Alternatively, we could do the Wikipedia page for sadness.
It's just a picture of Telly from Sesame Street. I was going to say what we could do, since last week I said pick from 1 to 6,
mm-hmm.
and I meant to say 1 to 5, and we ended up really whiffing it on the crying game.
Well, we got a couple facts right.
Was it directed by Brian De Palma? I didn't look up in the last week.
No.
What if we do it, but 1 through 5?
Okay.
And we do a game we might actually... One that's actually a game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And not a movie.
Or a Boy George song.
Or a Boy George song.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it. You got it ready?
Yeah.
It's pulled up in front of you?
So what's the number from 1 to 5 that you like?
Let's just go right in the middle. Let's say 3.
Harold Ramis.
Oh, no.
That was Whitney Pernick's suggestion. No, that was Bradley Whitmore's suggestion for Dead Celebrity. I'm like, I mean, I know a lot about Harold Ramis, but one of the things that I know about is that he's dead now, and that makes me sad.
I watched that Netflix original movie on the National Lampoon's thing.
Yeah.
It was called. It was a surprisingly good watch.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Stupid Fetal Gesture.
Yes, A Stupid and Futile Gesture, yeah.
It's great. I highly recommend it for anybody who's a fan of comedy. It's a well-done movie overall. Like, you don't have to be a comedy nerd who wants to know about the history of the National Lampoon, but it's a really good movie.
Very good, yeah. Very enjoyable, but that's not what number
But that's not
is
what
I just
we're talking
Ramis
about.
Made me think of that because he's featured in that.
He did a comedy festival where his kids came and like dedicated the groundbreaking of the National Comedy Institute.
Right, and then they're like, and here's Glenn Tickle, and you're like,
I can't follow Kid Ramis.
Kid Ramis, oh, I love that. That sounds great.
I also met George Carlin's daughter that weekend.
Yeah?
It was a fun weekend.
Big weekend for you.
Got to see got to sit in the Ghostbusters car.
Very cool. Very cool. Was that Echo One?
Ecto One.
Ecto One. I was so close.
Did a show with Michelle Wolf for the first time.
Oh.
Not the only time, but that was the first time. We both had great sets that night.
Mm. I don't really know if I believe you based on your face.
Why?
That's true about most things.
I got a shady face.
Yeah, you got a shady fucking face. Number three on games that people want to know more about. What do we got?
From our good friend, Whitney Pernick. Let's talk about Stratego.
Oh, I love Stratego.
I know, right? I'm excited it's this one.
I want to play Stratego right now.
Oh, I wish we could smash some pieces together.
Oh, my God. Okay, Stratego is a war-themed strategy board game.
Yeah.
It's been around since at least the late 70s.
I'd say at least, yeah. I would probably want to go earlier, but I feel like there's a real board game craze at one point where, like, most of them sprang up, I'll say, within a five-year period.
Like the classics. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of art happens that way, right? And I would argue that making a board game that good is a little bit...
Right.
A little bit
so art. I think it's earlier than that, because, like, Monopoly, originally the landlord's game, developed during the Great Depression to point out how shitty capitalism is.
Right.
And then Hasbro bought it and really twisted it into, like, hey, look how great capitalism is. And then the lady who invented it really got shafted and died in obscurity. Mm-hmm. But we're not talking about Monopoly.
We're talking about Stratego, the game of Stratego. The Red Army versus the Blue Army.
Which war is it based on specifically?
One.
World War One?
World War One.
So let's put it shortly after World War One.
Okay.
I want to say like 30s or 40s.
Well, I mean, that would be after World War One, yeah.
Yeah. 1930. Just 1930.
Okay.
Is that too soon?
No, I don't remember the years of World War One. I'm glad that you brought Monopoly up, because this could be a Monopoly-like situation where there was a game invented that, you know, like Hasbro, or I actually think this was Milton Bradley bought Stratego.
Okay.
I think I remember like the MB and the side of the box.
Sure. It's a Milton Bradley property.
I think that it could be a situation where someone sold the game to them and then they kind of reinvented it a little bit to what it is, or at least rebranded it to.
Yeah, and I think that's more common in the board game industry than people realize, where it's like, oh, Milton Bradley makes games. No, Milton Bradley buys games and publishes games the way like Random House buys and publishes books. Like Random House isn't sitting around being like, hey, let's make a book about a wizard kid who he's probably got some dead parents.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do that. No, they're like, I don't know, let's just read a bunch of bullshit manuscripts and find one we think we can sell. Board games work in a similar way. I don't think people realize that.
So
someone came up with Stratego.
Yeah.
Who dat?
James R. Front buckle.
I thought you were going to say front butt.
Front butt. No, it might. You know what?
Here's our front buckle.
Yeah. Front buckle. Front butt. Let's go with front butt. James R. Front
butt. That's his nickname. That's what his buddies called him in World War One.
So Mr. Front Butt came up with this idea. It's a relatively simple game. You have pieces that.
Oh, right. We have to explain what Stratego is before we get
into this. So we have pieces. You have pieces that are assigned a numerical value.
Correct.
And they are more powerful the lower the number is. Mm-hmm. Your number one piece is a badass, and it's going to win in almost every battle. Whereas your... Does it go all the way up to 9?
Yeah.
Because all the way up to 9, your 9 is basically a pawn in chess at best. You also have bomb pieces.
This time, I just want to point out, you're the one who brought up chess this time.
That's true, but like, I don't know. I don't ever mention chess except when I'm around you.
Do you want to talk about lesser known pawn moves?
Just give me the best name of one of the lesser known pawn moves.
En passant.
En passant?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
It's where you sneak them behind somebody.
I don't care. Okay. The 1 is your best one. The 9 is your worst one. You also have bombs. You set your board not unlike Battleship, in that when you're setting your board and your players, you're trying to kind of make a trap. There's a lot of deceit involved.
You're really putting a lot of thought into where these pieces go.
Specifically, your bombs, because this is a glorified game of capture the flag.
Yeah.
Because
you have a flag piece.
You have a flag piece, you have bombs, and you have your numerical soldiers. And it's turn-based, and it's a very simple battle. If two pieces end up in the same square, the lowest number wins.
Yep.
With the exception of a bomb.
Right.
The only thing that can survive a bomb is your spy?
Scout?
It was an S, though. I know that.
There's a spy piece for sure.
Oh, the spy piece lets you see the number of a piece, maybe? Shit.
Well, I think on the Wikipedia page it's gonna have the pieces, so we gotta run the numbers. Mm-hmm. Much like pawns and chess, which originally had individual job titles.
Stop.
Number one. What's our number one piece? General?
Great.
Makes sense.
Totally.
General. Lieutenant. Captain. I'm just listing military ranks that I know. There's a bombardier.
Yeah.
He's the guy who can defuse the bombs. That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But he's number seven? Because it's got to be
number eight.
I think it's seven or eight. I think it's like a low number that's useless except for when they find the bomb.
Because you got to go in with your lower numbers, clear the way, you find a bomb, you defuse the bomb, and you assume you're getting closer to the flag.
Right. Everybody, you want to put your nines up front, your doughboys. Because then you know, because I think you have to, so it moves, everybody just moves forward? Can you go side to side?
You have to be able to go side by side. Because I remember that I would set traps where, like, the bomb, like, you could only enter in from.
You did, like, a U.
Yeah. Because that was the really satisfying part of this. Like, I haven't played this game in easily a decade, but, like, I remember it vividly from, like...
The pieces smashed together in a real nice way.
Oh, very satisfying. Almost like the sound of flipping down the Guess Who tiles.
Yeah.
That's a very satisfying motion and sound. Same thing with smashing these pieces
together. Because that's how you do it. Like, your attack is you move your piece up against... the next person's piece, and you pinch them together, it makes a fun little plastic click.
Yeah.
That's 17% off plastics in Improvised Wikipedia Pod.
Oh, but yeah, Improv Wikipod.
Improv Wikipod is the code for 17% off pieces of plastic.
Shout out to Plastics for sponsoring this episode.
And you smash them together, it makes a little click, and then the other person tells you the number of the piece. And I don't think you have to reveal yours.
I don't honestly remember.
I think, like, so we're playing Stratego. I'm red, because otherwise I wouldn't play. You're blue.
Because otherwise we wouldn't play.
Right. So I move my piece up, smash them together, and I'm like, what's your number? And you're like, four. I'm like, get that four out of here! I throw them in the trash.
I think it's the opposite.
So then you know...
No, I think it's the opposite. I think the defender doesn't have to say the number. I think the attacker has to say the number, because if you're like, hey, I've got a four, and like that's my three... I could be like, I defeated your whatever, and then you're like, shit, what?
I think it's that makes more sense from like a game, game theory standpoint. Yeah.
I just remember the really satisfying part of this was like coming up with like, this is a really good trap. Like, this is the way that I'm setting my board up right now. They're never gonna figure this out.
I think you're right. I think so the defender doesn't have to say what number. The attacker says, I'm attacking with a four. And the defender's like, well, then get him the fuck off the board.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, so that's a one, two, or a three.
Yep.
If it's a bomb, you got to say...
Bomb.
You say...
Because you can only use a bomb once.
Because the bomb's got to go.
Right.
And I think you say bomb.
Yep.
You loudly... Like when you play Yahtzee and you get Yahtzee, you're like, Yahtzee! Yeah, bomb! But I don't want to yell bomb too loud.
No. I mean, you could be like, boom!
Kaboosh!
Kaboosh in your butt, front butt.
Or if you're losing and your opponent hits a bomb, you flip the table over.
I didn't do that, but we know that you didn't do sports as a kid, so you're a bad loser.
I don't think I've ever flipped a board. I do like get genuinely upset. If we were playing Stratego and I was not winning, I would not be in a good mood.
And that in itself is the beautiful part of it, because I really want to play Stratego with you, but I also don't like it when you're not happy. So I'd probably tank.
Here's the thing about Stratego. I don't believe that... I think people put more thought into the strategy than is necessary. I think people overthink it. I think it's largely just random.
How so?
Because the board changes every time.
Right. But, I mean...
So you are assigning your pieces basically at random, because I don't know what system you're
using.
Yeah,
no one is setting a piece. It's not like Battleship. It would be easier to remember if you were using the same layout every time. there's just less things to remember there. Whereas Stratego, there were just so many pieces. No one's using the same exact layout every time. Because then you're also like, well, I don't want to do the same thing because that person just learned what that was.
Yeah. So you're essentially playing against random pieces every time.
Kind of. But I don't know. I think...
Because in chess, there's...
God, stop it.
There's specific openings that, like, most chess players know. So, like, two moves into the game, you can be like, all right, so you're doing French opening. You're out there with a Ruiz Lopez.
That sounds like a comedy special.
But in Stratego, you don't have that. Like,
yeah, and that's why Stratego is objectively better than chess.
How dare you? It is more random than chess, for sure. But I, like I'm saying... You sit there, you make your board, you're putting a lot of thought. Where are my nines going?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Where am I putting these doughboys? And then the gameplay starts, and you're like, none of this matters.
Well, that was
much like war itself, it's random and it's horrible.
Well, it's not. There are lots of variables. War is not necessarily random. It is horrible. Stratego is not horrible, but it's sort of random. I don't know what I'm trying to say here. All I'm saying is, Mr. Frontbunt, thank you
Stratego.
For inviting me.
Huh. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. That's my point. And I did call it Stratego.
Okay.
Because you know how people argue how to say GIF? I'm doing the opposite. I'm saying it's Stratego. It's a soft G.
No. Oh, man. I got to figure out how to spell this to look it up. Okay. I got it on actual Wikipedia. Should I click through? Or do you want to add anything else?
We didn't finish our soldier names.
I don't know many more ranks.
So what do we get? We got captain. We got six. Is
we had general, captain,
general, lieutenant, captain,
bombardier,
doughboys is number nine.
I think there's a spy.
Spy. He's the S. We got sneaky boy. No, that's
the spy.
That's the spy. We got sergeant.
Sure.
Five is sergeant. Four is no. We're doing it. I don't remember. Who cares? Yeah.
All right. You want to look it up?
Yeah.
All right.
I was trying to think if there's any other nonsense I want to throw at this.
One last thing. What are the pieces made out of?
Plastic.
Use improv wiki pod to save 17% on all plastic. All right, here it is.
It was originally made out of
wood.
Bones.
Bones? Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
It's hardcore.
Stratego is a strategy board game for two players on a board of 10 by 10 squares. Each player controls 40 pieces representing individual officer ranks in an army. The pieces have Napoleonic insignia. So, I mean, not World War One.
Yeah, they did have kind of tight hats.
The objective of the game is to find and capture the opponent's flag, or capture so many pieces that the enemy opponent cannot make any further moves. In other words, like, you've got all their guys, and all they got left are bombs and flags.
Yeah. Because I think you can get stuck, right? You can get, like, stuck behind bombs.
Yeah, if you have, like, a nine behind a bomb, that
I think only a spy
move.
Can go backwards.
That could be it. All right. The game is... Stratego has simple enough rules for young children to play, but a depth of strategy that's also appealing to adults. It's a slightly modified copy of an early 20th century French game named L'Attaque.
L'Attaque.
It's been in production in Europe since World War II, in the United States since 1961. There are now two- and four-handed versions with 10, 30, or 40 pieces per player and boards with smaller spaces.
Mm-hmm.
There are a bunch of variant pieces and different rule sets, and there's an International Stratego Federation that's the governing body of the game that sponsors an annual Stratego World Championship.
That's true of most board games.
So they claim 1946 as the initial year here in the sidebar.
So I went a little too early.
Yeah, and I was a little too late, so if we average this out, we
If we average it out, we nailed it, and yeah. I think that's how it works, so we win a point.
Trademark. The name Stratego was first registered in 1942 in the Netherlands. The U.S. trademark was filed in 58 and registered in 60 to Jacques Johann Mogendorf, And is presently owned by Jumbo Games, a successor to Houseman and Hoot, headquartered in the Netherlands. It's been licensed to manufacturers like Milton Bradley, as well as Barnes & Noble's and Target stores, etc. Stratego is from French or Greek strategos, or strategus, for leader of an ancient Greek army or general. The game box contains 40 gold embossed red playing pieces and 40 gold silver embossed blue pieces.
Really make them colors pop.
Gameplay. Players alternate in moving. Red moves first. Each player moves one piece per turn. There's no pass. There are two zones in the middle of the board. They're 2x2 each. That can't be entered by either player's pieces at any times. They're choke points to make frontal assaults less direct. Each flag is surrounded by bombs, and neither player has a miner. What? This is weird.
Neither player has a miner. They don't have any elves. They don't. Yeah. There's no wizard. You can't just list things that aren't in the box.
Right. All right. I'm just going to scroll down because there is a classic pieces list here. B is bomb. Each player has six of them. The number one is the marshal. The number two is the general. Three is the colonel. Four is the major. Five, captain. Six, lieutenant. Seven, sergeant. Eight is the miner who can defuse bombs. Nine is the scout that can move any distance in a straight line without leaping over pieces. S is the spy. It can defeat the marshal, but only if the spy makes the attack. So that's how you beat the one. That's what the spy was for.
Got it.
And the flag, which you need to be captured. In nearly its present form, Stratego appeared in France in 1910, and then in Britain before World War I. This is where L'Attaque came in. In fact, it was designed by Lady Hermance Hedin, who filed a patent for a jeu de bataille avec pièce mobile sur damier, which I think it's got it in parentheses, a battle game with mobile pieces on a game board, 1908. So another story of a board game invented by a woman who ultimately gets screwed out of it and doesn't get the credit like Monopoly. There's some more history, some variations. Digital Stratego Online. Accolade introduced the first MS-DOS-based Stratego AI in 1990, but it was not even so good as a rank beginner human player. It lacked any apparent strategic conception. Good for them. Some related games publications. There are no books. Okay, so the publication section on Stratego Wikipedia page is, unlike vast literature for chess, checkers, and backgammon, as of 2016, there are no books or periodicals devoted to Stratego.
You can't add things to, like, you can't...
You can't add something to say that there's nothing.
Yeah. Oh, here's our section on books. There's none. Then don't put that section in. You can't... That you're padding your Wikipedia page, Wikipedia. That's cheating. And I won't stand for it.
So there's variant versions, including Ultima Stratego, science fiction version, Stratego Waterloo.
Yeah, like there's licensed versions, right? Like there are like a lot of board games now. You can get like Star Trek Monopoly or Voltron Stratego, which I would love to play.
Yeah, and then there's like... the first world championship took place in the Netherlands with a question mark after it. So I don't think they actually know where it happened in 1997. Like, you can't fucking...
You guys are really... Here's the thing. I've lost all faith in the rest of this article.
Well, that's because good, there's not much left. That's it.
But, I mean, I don't believe anything in it now.
This feels like an article that's long for the sake of trying to make it, like, appear...
This is like when you're in high school and you have a page and a half long paper and it's got to be two.
You got to change that font and point size.
So, yeah. So you're already up to 14. You know if you go any higher, the teacher's going to know. So you start saying like, oh, there aren't any books about Stratego. How am I going to make this two pages? I know. I'll just list the fact that there aren't any books about Stratego. Oh, but you know what we did learn?
Hmm.
There's a a dearth of books about Stratego. Let's write one.
I was actually thinking of writing some Stratego fan fiction, like where a spy and a marshal kind of like meet each other on the field of battle and fall in love instead of dying.
Try to smooch.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, here's the thing. We ultimately did kind of mess up the when this game was invented, but so does this Wikipedia page. It's all over the place.
Yeah. Oh, it's invented in 1946. Oh, no, I mean 1910. Oh, but then this lady did it in 1908. You have no idea. You dumb Wikipedia page. You can't say four numbers. We nailed it down to one, and we're all wrong. So half a point for everybody.
We didn't have that it was like French in origin, but like I do feel like we talked about gameplay a lot more.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go out there and just say that, you know what? We're the spy and we attack the marshal, we win.
I agree. I think if they started this fight, we would have lost it, but there's too many things that don't belong in this Wikipedia page, so I'm deducting points.
Yeah, and I think we came at him. We came at him like a spy, and because of that,
we got through the choke points. We're behind enemy lines, and we're coming for that marshal. We win.
Yeah, we're pulling ahead, baby. Love it.
Making up for last week.
Hell yeah. Sorry, crying game.
Our apologies to Brian De Palma and the entire cast and crew. Of the crying game.
You know what? They don't even have very good pictures on this page. I do want to take... I mean, I know we already won, but like, there's a screenshot of the computer version that they admittedly said was trash. And there's a photo up top. It's hella small. And it's like some kids... Okay, it's not hella small. It's actually pretty big.
It's some kids and one adult.
Like, I think they're in like a board game store...
There's an adult man playing a small boy in Stratego.
And also, they're I don't like the newer Stratego set that they're playing with. I don't like those pieces at all. Although they are made of plastic, which,
17% off.
Really does make everything better. Thanks, plastic.
Improv Wikipod, 17%.
You see those pieces, Glenn? I zoomed in.
They're kind of like roundish.
Yeah, they're shitty.
They wouldn't smash together very good. Also, the rack for them makes it look like a Guess Who
board. Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Like, they put, like, instead of having these great little outlines embossed in silver and gold, there's stickers with, like, faces on them now. It's fucking Guess Who. Fuck you, modern Stratego.
Don't put faces. This is, like...
This is straight bullshit.
Right. And you don't want to humanize it too much. Like, it's a war game. You don't want to think about... pieces you're taking
as people.
It's why
the Risk game that I grew up with was like little colored pieces of wood.
Yeah.
Yeah, like little cubes.
Yeah, if it's a guy and a horse, you're like, ah, oh, man, I don't want to knock you out of Ukraine.
Fucking A. Well, I'm glad we won, Glenn. Let's end the episode like we always do. We got to come up with a fake fact that we want to pass off as real if we were to edit this Wikipedia page.
The S piece, although commonly referred to as a spy, you know what it was called by the original creator in 1908? Sneaky boy.
Sneaky boy, I love it. And that's actually French for sneaky boy.
Yep. Le sneaky boy.
Well, there you have it. We emerge victorious. Thanks for listening, everybody. Remember to subscribe and tell your mom about us because she'd probably like to listen.
Also tell my mom about us.
Why can't you?
I mean, I just tell my mom how to listen to podcasts.
Oh, you don't want to do the work.
Yeah. I feel like she would listen to support her sweet boy.
Also, what the original S stood for on the Stratego piece. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Oscar the Grouch.
Time Lord.